and welcome to the Service Contractor's Business Tape of the Month. This monthly cassette tape series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandy & Associates' vision of helping the service contractor come to a place of maturity and profitability. Each month, a different national speaker from throughout the service and trades industry shares dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. You have heard us say it before, but we're going to say it again. Service agreements are literally the foundation stone for profitable growth in the 21st century. The reasoning is quite simple. It ties the customer into your company on a long-term basis. This month, Tom East is going to share with us a summary of his favorite seminar entitled Root Canals and Preventative Maintenance. Tom holds degrees in business administration, management science, plus an MBA from Indiana Wesleyan University. He has taught classes to technicians and business owners across the country. Tom has been in the industry for over 25 years, beginning as a contractor for over 14 years. Tom has worked as a general sales manager, branch manager, and eventually as a chief executive officer. Tom consults with HVAC contractors on everything from financial management to developing preventative maintenance programs. You're in for a treat this month as Tom shares his thoughts on how to develop a preventative maintenance agreement program.
Please picture this in your mind. After 12 years of avoiding scheduled appointments, a fellow finds himself reclining under bright lights and magnifying mirrors with sharp instruments probing in his mouth. I know you only came in because you've noticed your teeth being extremely sensitive to hot and cold, the dentist said in somewhat a sympathetic tone. But let me show you what I have found on your panoramic x-ray. See this line? Well, that is your San Andreas fault. And when it goes, which could be at any minute, the whole left side of your face may drop several inches or may even cause death. The dentist was reassuring. It is nothing that could not be fixed and explained that it might take a root canal or two, four implants, and a total upper dentures to fix everything back to normal. It should only take about 10 months of treatment, and the estimate of cost would be in the ballpark of maybe $10,000. At this point, the guy told the dentist he wanted to think it over, check out other bids. Of course you visit your dentist every 6 months for a clean and check as recommended, right? Can you tell me when your next checkup is scheduled with a family dentist? You probably have a tooth-shaped magnet posted on your refrigerator, holding up an appointment card like many others who can't remember if it's the last year's card or this year's. I have discovered firsthand that preventative maintenance is important in maintaining my teeth in order to avoid an emergency situation, and a whole lot less expensive than a root canal. Many dental problems can be prevented if I follow a routine maintenance schedule. Recently, a long overdue dentist appointment became an embarrassing moment for me when I was at my dentist. She asked me what I had been doing lately, and I told her I'd been working on a tape series on preventative maintenance programs. How many times have you heard the saying, practice what you preach? I am sure you see where I'm coming from, don't you? By the way, how is business? Do you continue to wait for the phones to ring or the weather to change? How's your cash flow? What are you doing with the downtime you have in your service department? Are you laying off your key technical personnel in slow times? Would you like to have more replacement sales or opportunities to upgrade without spending additional advertising dollars? Are you still struggling with the peaks and the valleys that go along with being an independent contractor? If you answered yes to any or all of these questions, then this tape is for you. Hi, my name is Tom East, and during our time together on this tape, we will be talking to you about a sound way of enhancing your contracting business, how to help improve your cash flow, and how to avoid laying off your service technicians in slow times. Oh yes, we'll do our best to help you keep your customers out of the dentist chair for anything other than tooth maintenance. Enjoy the program.
First of all, consider the following words. Sell preventative maintenance agreements. I know what you're thinking. Oh, sure, easy for you to say. But how do I get a program off the ground? What is the first step, you ask? Why do I need preventative maintenance agreements? How do I get everyone in my company to buy into a program? How do I market preventative maintenance agreement programs? And how do I price a preventative maintenance agreement? These are all good questions. Let's answer them one at a time. The first question addressed was how to get a program off and running. In order for the preventative maintenance program to be successful, the first thing is to be committed to its success. This means that no matter what obstacles you may encounter along the way, you will be committed to finding a way to overcome them. I have seen several companies start preventative maintenance programs with good intentions. Next, they get their people motivated, set goals for the company, advertise their agreements, and 6 months later find no trace that the program ever existed within the company. A common thread ran through each of these companies. When questioned, the business owner would say things like, "We didn't get much response from the ads," or "The service people didn't sell them." The office stopped asking the customers if they had a preventative maintenance agreement. The program failed because of the owner's lack of commitment. The owner started out strong, but the minute that he or she stopped being the cheerleader for the program, the company stopped promoting the program and it failed.
A solid program requires your participation and commitment. Your personal involvement is a vital element from start to finish. You personally should own an agreement from your company and keep it visibly posted in your office, updating it with a new agreement each year. Make sure you route your personal agreement through your company, just like you would one of your customers. Hold everyone in the organization accountable. The service manager, the technicians, the dispatchers, and the customer service representatives. Review the program with each department and post the performance weekly. Set goals for the technicians and office personnel and share with them their successes and shortcomings, both individually and as a total company, compared to the goals you initially set. Make certain your goals are realistic. Here's a straightforward way to figure the number of agreements you should expect from your service technicians. Let's use the Midwest for our illustration and assume 19 weeks for high-demand service with 33 weeks for low-demand service, and our agreements will sell for $120. Also, in our example, the calls and dollar amounts will be rounded up. During heightened times, your technicians could run 5 to 6 calls per day, or approximately 25 to 30 calls per 5-day work week. Assuming that at least 75% of the calls ran are demand-type service calls, or calls that are for repair, this would mean that 19 to 23 of these calls are opportunities to offer preventative maintenance agreements. Of these opportunities, they should realistically capture 50 to 60% initially of these types of calls on your preventative maintenance program. If you're on flat rate pricing, the closing percentage should be considerably higher. We'll cover this a little later on the tape. This means that during your peak times, you should expect 12 to 14 new agreement customers per week per technician. If your service department maintains this level of activity 19 weeks per year, you should realistically forecast them to sell 228 to 266 agreements using this format. For the slower season, which for our example, we'll use 33 weeks, your call level per technician could diminish to 8 to 10 calls per 5-day work week. The demand type calls will drop to about 70%, and with a 50 to 60% closure rate, a technician could sell 4 to 5 agreements per week, or anywhere from 132 to 165 agreements during the slower months. Therefore, 360 agreements for your first year should be an obtainable goal for a technician, or if your call rate is on the higher end of the formula, then a good goal for your technician would be for the first year about 431. You can adjust any of these numbers to fit your business and your market. Depending on the area of the country that you're from, determine your peak and slow times. Break them down into number of weeks. Determine the number of calls that are ran in peak and slow times. Next, establish the percentage of calls that are demand or require repair. The average is about 70%. Decide on a realistic closure rate, no less than 50%. 60% would be good to start. Finally, work the math and decide if it's realistic for your area. If so, set budgets for the technicians and for the company. Your per-tech goal will increase as your program and your people become better at offering the program. Increase your per-technician goals each year by 5 to 10%. Use these as a rule of thumb and as a starting point only. Fine-tune your goals for your technicians once you've accomplished a few months selling agreements.
Before setting aside the thought process, please consider this scenario. You have two technicians, and the average preventative maintenance agreement sells for $120. The company averages 395 agreements for the first year, multiplied by two technicians, totals 790 agreements at $120 each, computes to $94,800 in additional revenue. That's almost $100,000 in added sales without increasing overhead. Once your technicians understand that this is the way you're going to be doing business, your next challenge will be to advertise to bring in more service customers so they can sell more agreements. It's contagious. One company in central Indiana had several thousand service agreements. Their technicians averaged about 600 new and renewal agreements per year, or about 12 agreements per week. These numbers are possible in larger metropolitan areas, but in smaller communities, the number will be categorically less. Although small service companies in secondary communities can hit big numbers, which brings us to the next subject we need to discuss, the reason why you need agreements. Heating and air conditioning industry statistics indicate as many as 80 to 90% of system failure repair calls are due to a lack of maintenance. No matter what business you're in, whether it's heating and air conditioning, plumbing, or electrical, improper maintenance is the norm, not the exception. It's fair to say that it's closer to 90 to 95% of the demand calls which technicians perform result directly from a lack of attention to the equipment. To prove that point, take the time to randomly pull your records over the last 20 to 25 service invoices. If you're in the heating and air conditioning business, what do you see? Pulled and cleaned coil, AC now runs properly. Condenser clogged, causing the fan motor to malfunction. Or clean flue and heat exchanger and found cracked heat exchanger. The list goes on and on. This is the number one reason you should have a preventative maintenance program in place. If most of the time repairs are due to a lack of maintenance, then this means when regular maintenance is performed, we should eliminate several of the customer's demand situations and catch the problems before they occur. You may even find that you have less after-hour calls, which reduces overtime for the technicians, and that lowers your cost. The technicians don't really want to go out in the middle of the night to clean a dirty furnace on a customer they've not done business with in the past.
Now here's a question to think about. What does the 21st century customer value about preventative maintenance agreements more than the money they save from a clean system? We often hear responses such as comfort, peace of mind, reliability, and cleaner indoor air, all of which are true, but there's one answer that comes to focus when one puts themselves in the customer's schedule firsthand, and that valued asset is time. That's right, T-I-M-E. No question, we all need more time today to do the things we want to do and less of the things we have to do. You can be sure that in your customer's mind, if the call demands repairs by the technician, we've inconvenienced them by interrupting their daily schedule. At that point, it's their thinking that we've wasted their time. Ask your techs if they've ever experienced meeting a customer who had to leave their workplace in order to have a diagnosis of their malfunctioning equipment made. The customer is usually not a happy camper, are they? Now, on the other hand, if we schedule our customers' time in advance, it's not an inconvenience, but a planned event, and the time is set aside in the future. Just as a six-month dental checkup, the customer puts this on their calendar and is expecting the service to be performed on a predetermined and agreed-upon date. Although it may still be considered somewhat of a nuisance, the customer realizes that it's a preventative measure that's merely an inconvenience, which may save them from the dreaded emergency root canal of having major repairs. Given the choice, the customer will choose routine maintenance, which they've prearranged to their preference, versus the emergency situation. Make sense? Sure it does.
Now let's look at a few other reasons why preventative maintenance agreement programs are a good business to be in. As a business owner, you are constantly looking for ways to improve cash flow and increase your company's value. Maintenance agreement programs do both of these things. Each time you sell an agreement, it adds cash to your company, therefore increasing your company's value. The cash is deposited into your checking account, and the offsetting balance sheet entry is a liability until the work is performed. When you perform the service, you would then recognize the revenue and the associated cost on your income statement. This is the basic accounting for agreements. I would suggest that you not recognize the revenue on the income statement until you perform the service. If your program calls for 2 visits per year, then you recognize 1/2 of the agreement amount in the revenue section of your income statement each time you perform the service, as well as the cost. This gives you a much truer picture of your revenues generated for a given month, and if you departmentalize your income statement, you have a much better picture of your agreement's associated costs to the other departments within your company. If you're not tracking your income statement by departments, then you don't know what to charge for the agreement. We'll cover this later. Oh yes, remember the cash we received? Well, invest it, pay bills, and take your discounts with it, or use it to promote additional preventative maintenance agreements. Most smart entrepreneurs are looking for ways to diversify their operations to smooth the peaks and valleys that challenge all contracting businesses. Preventative maintenance agreements have a low cost of entry and are a solid horizontal integration into most operations that have service departments. You can schedule the work when you're slow. The best companies with preventative maintenance programs schedule the cleaning from the date they sold the agreement. Therefore, they are seeing the customer twice over a full year. Some companies perform the first service while they're at the home before they leave, which most of the time it needs it anyway, or you did it and charged it on your hourly rate. And other companies don't do the first cleaning while the technician is in the house. They do this because they want the opportunity to go back and spend time with the customer. By the way, did you know that in heating and air conditioning businesses that most preventative maintenance customers will spend between $200 and $300 per year with your company for additional service or accessory items such as humidifiers, night setback thermostats, or air cleaning filters? Also, when confronted with a decision to replace their existing equipment, they usually will get one estimate, yours. Over 80% of the time, they look no further than your company.
Now, are you having trouble finding good technicians, or worse yet, retaining the good ones you have? A company that can guarantee a 40-hour work week for a technician has a good chance of retaining him or her. With a preventative maintenance program, you can schedule your cleanings for the slower times and guarantee your key people a solid work week. Furthermore, with preventative maintenance programs in place, you reduce unapplied time and overtime. How many of us have paid 8 hours of wages for 6 hours of billable time? This is only 2 hours a day, a typical figure in the contracting business. Now, suppose you have 4 technicians working like this, and your normal street rate for labor is $55 an hour. Do you know what your unapplied time is costing you each day? Do you think $440? No way. With most service tickets, parts are sold. If you're like most contractors, about 55% of every service ticket is labor, while 45% is parts. The $440 a day in lost revenues is only 55% of the story. You need to allow another $327 in parts sales. Now your 2 hours a day of unapplied time per service tech is costing you $767 a day, times 5 days a week, multiplied 50 weeks a year. Ouch! That's $191,750 a year. Do I have your attention? Well, that's not all. What about the overhead you didn't cover during those unapplied hours, and the wages you had to pay anyway, and benefits? You can reduce this unapplied time with preventative maintenance agreement calls. The average preventative maintenance call takes approximately 45 minutes to an hour to perform, and the call produces revenue, easily reducing the amount of unapplied time spent in the service department. You won't be able to eliminate entirely all unapplied time, but you will be able to greatly reduce it. By the way, unapplied time is overhead, and it's the reason that most contractors lose money on service. Track your unapplied time in order that you can reduce or eliminate it, and you'll run a more profitable service department. Now let's recap the reasons you need a program. Number one, it saves the customer time. 2, it allows you to keep and attract good employees. 3, we help control unapplied time. 4, improved cash flow. And 5, an easy way to diversify your business. One last thing about why you need an agreement program: customer retention. In today's business environment, customers are harder and harder to get and keep. A preventative maintenance program bonds the customer to you. They have a feeling of security knowing that in the event that they need service, you'll come. You can market the customer with special programs and offers from your company. Keeping a customer is difficult, and a program that allows your company into their home to spend time with them and training your people to be ambassadors for your company while in front of the customer, it makes a preventative program a good idea for the contracting business.
The next question: what do I have to do to get everyone within my organization on board with a preventative maintenance program? First of all, let them know that your company will grow when you add new customers and are able to market them. Once you have developed loyal customers, they will refer you to others. Your employees will have work during slow times, and that is meaningful. They will see customers on a regular basis, allowing them to build long-term relationships, and the technicians will become familiar with the customer's equipment. Have incentive programs in place that will reward your employees for enrolling your customers in the preventative maintenance program. Some technician SPIF programs pay up to $10 for each new agreement and $8 for any renewals. Along with individual rewards, you could offer a company SPIF for meeting the annual goal. Post results for effectiveness and progress. Run special campaigns when times are slow, like doubling the SPIFs, or reward the sales department for selling and offering agreements. Get everyone involved and share all results by posting them for everyone to see. For example, performance by tech or by week. Have a thermometer, representative of a measuring device, filling it in as you come closer to your company's goal for the year. At each benchmark obtained, reward the group involved in the success. Work with your call takers to develop scripts. Ones that ask the customer, "Are you one of our preventative maintenance agreement customers?" If the customer says no, then give your call takers these words: "When your service technician comes out, Mrs. Smith, please ask them how you can save money on the service we perform for you today." Keep your scripts simple and make sure they are followed. This helps everyone because all within your organization will know what is being said to the customer. Do you know what each of the calls that comes into your business costs you? Add up your advertising dollars that you spent last year and divide by the approximate number of calls that you receive for the same period of time. This will give you what is cost per call. Consider this example. A company spends $100,000 in advertising and takes 2,000 calls. This means that the per call cost would be $50. Now, if 10 calls a day were lost, where the customer was not convinced that they should use your company, you would lose $500 a day. Multiply that by 5 to 6 days a week. That's $3,000 per week, or $156,000 annually. If your average ticket price for repairs was $300, then you would lose $936,000 in annual revenues, nearly $1 million a year. Share this information with your call takers and let them know what it costs for each call that comes into your business. Your employees will become more professional in their mannerism, and their careers will be enhanced by a preventative maintenance program. The entire organization will have purpose and will be working toward a common goal. A team will develop and the employees will buy into it because they are part of it. Involve them in the decisions. Consult with them often as to what is working well with the program and what area might need improving upon. They will respect you for it, and they will in turn work very hard to support any changes that are made together. When your company reaches 500 to 600 agreements, it will become necessary for you to consider hiring a program administrator to facilitate and keep track of your program. This person will be the hub for the program. They will work closely with the dispatchers in the scheduling, and they will also be responsible for sending out renewal letters and contacting your customers about various aspects of any changes that occur in the arrangements of the agreement. There are several manufacturers of software that can help you manage your agreements from a tracking standpoint. Once you build your program to this level, you will want to invest in a good software program that will make it easy to track. Oftentimes, the program administrator can also track and take care of warranties within the company. This is an area that most contractors struggle with, that is, getting someone to administer. These two job functions would go hand in hand in a lot of organizations. I mention this now because this is where most programs go south or drop off. A company reaches 500 to 600 agreements, then everything begins to unravel. This is because there has been no pre-planning for a person or department to facilitate the growth. Another idea to consider is to have a full-time technician running just the agreement customers. This works well when you reach 800 to 1,000 agreements. This person is single-focused and will have a procedure that they will follow to a T. He or she will be armed with a wealth of marketing information to leave behind with the customer and be up to date on the most recent products for things like mold control, indoor air quality, and have samples of the products on the trucks to show the customer. Make sure this person is a good communicator and has excellent people skills. Teach them what you want done in the field step by step. Develop and fine-tune procedures. Have them complete each step they do on a pre-printed form and give your customer a copy of the form in order that they can see the value received.
Now, it's easy to get excited about maintenance agreement programs because they can make the difference between a good company and a great company. Hopefully, you're beginning to get excited about how a program such as this can benefit your company. Not a company that just survives in today's economy, but one that meets their financial goals year after year. Speaking of financial goals, let's move on to pricing your agreement. You want to keep things as simple as possible. When we look at pricing your agreement, we have to assume you have a few things in place. Number one, you should be receiving financial statements regularly, either each quarter and preferably monthly. The goal is to have a profitable preventative maintenance program, and you can if you know your numbers. Let's talk about the method Tom East uses, the single factor pricing method. Many contractors do not know how to mark up job costs properly and make the profit they should. They determine the gross margin by starting with costs and working up. The correct way is to start with sales and work down. Here's how it works. The selling price of an agreement has to cover direct costs, which consist of labor and materials used on the job, plus gross margin, which is your overhead plus a profit. Direct costs are costs which are incurred because you won the job, such things as labor, equipment, materials, sales tax, etc. Overhead is represented by ongoing expenses such as rent, office salaries, vehicles, insurance, etc. The important point is that overhead and profit are always considered as a percentage of sales, not percentages of costs. Now here's a format for pricing your agreement. The selling price equals direct cost divided by 1, minus the overhead percentage as a percentage of sales, plus your desired profit percentage as a percentage of sales. To illustrate, let's look at an example. The direct cost of a maintenance agreement is the labor required to perform 2 cleanings and tune-ups per year, a bonus incentive for selling agreements, and the materials used. Your technicians will spend about 45 minutes to an hour per visit, which works out to be about 2 hours of labor. For our example, our labor will be $27.50 per hour, or $55. The materials you use are minimal for agreements, and for our example, we'll add $5 per visit, or $10, and the incentive paid to the tech, which will be $8. Now we have our direct cost. We'll use a profit number of 12%, and for our example, we'll assume a 27% fixed overhead. Now we've determined that our gross margin is 39%, that is 12% profit and a 27% overhead. By calling the selling price 100%, or in decimal 1, we subtract the gross margin percent of 39, and that leaves 61%. Now we take our direct job cost of labor at $55 plus materials of $10 and $8 for incentive. That equals $73 in direct cost. Divide the 73 by 61%, and that equals $119.67, or round it up to $120. Pretty simple, isn't it? Plug in your numbers and see how close you are to these. It's a good idea to cost out several agreements that you perform to check for accuracy. Remember, your overhead will stay the same, so really the only area which you can control and can concede on is your profit. Check the competition in your area and see how they're marketing their agreements. We've seen one-year agreements, two- and three-year agreements, and five- and ten-year agreements. Consider having two or three preventative maintenance programs, one that mirrors the two trips, and another one that would have a visit one time in between the agreement schedule arrangements with a quick 15-point check done by your salesperson. This agreement would sell for more money, and you could add a couple of other features that are unique to your company. If you offered a single visit agreement, do so with the mindset that it would be your most economically priced agreement. Offer your customers choices. Also, for those customers who you may have had participating in an agreement program for a few years, reward them with a discounted agreement or guarantee them that you'll hold their pricing for a set number of years. If you're offering an extended warranty or selling a manufacturer's extended warranty, it's a good idea to align your maintenance program with them. How many times have you read, "Warranty does not cover regular maintenance"? Well, that is where your program ties up the loose ends. One company offers a maintenance program and sells it in this way on their higher-end products. In the case of Tom's company, their deluxe equipment comes with a 10-year extended warranty and a 10-year maintenance program. However, they include the first-year maintenance in order to save money for the customer on their initial investment. They also hold costs for the contract duration and automatically contact the customer next year for this service and each year afterwards, so they don't have to remember to call. They will also contact the customer to prearrange a time that's convenient to their schedule. Now that's service.
The last question you had was on marketing the agreements. This is often the most misunderstood part of the program, and here's why. Marketing encompasses promoting the agreement, the pricing, the selling techniques you will use, and the media channels you will use to advertise the program. And most of us thought marketing was only advertising. It includes so much more. The marketing plan should include research on how big you think your market is for maintenance agreements, such as how many homes in your community have gas and those which have oil or propane. Log on to the internet at www.census.gov. Then go to the most current census for all types of information about your area that will help you design a preventative maintenance program. Describe the type of customer you think will use your program and how many of these customers are in your area. Goals you set for the technicians and the company, the price you will charge for the agreement, the different types of agreement you plan to offer, and any discounts you plan to give. The marketing plan should include training that you will do within the company for technicians and your call takers. The average consumer today does not want to be sold. They want to be educated so they can make an intelligent decision. And please remember to give them choices. Usually three choices is a good number. Most of the decision makers today on matters like maintenance agreements are women. Therefore, extensive training on selling and customer service is the order of the day. It should be an ongoing process and not a one-time event. Expose your technicians and office personnel to several different types of sales, phone techniques, and customer service training. We discussed setting goals for agreements earlier. This is such a large portion of your success of the agreement program that we need to mention it one more time. Consider the goals you set as the best way to communicate your expectations to your employees. Also, consider goals as a way to build a team and finally, as a way to measure performance. Your employees want to know how they are doing with the program. Setting and tracking goals gives them this information. Don't miss this opportunity to energize your employees. The pricing of the agreement is important, and just as important is what you do for the price you charge. List everything the customer will receive for the price you are charging. Make it a separate checkoff sheet or report card that is left behind each time maintenance is performed. You've heard this time and time again. People buy what it does, not what it is. If your agreement does for them what they want, then the price you're charging is not as much of a factor. Any discount offered to consumers who have the maintenance agreement will vary. Most companies today utilize flat rate, and if you're not, you should. Therefore, a pricing matrix can be set for the agreement customer that can actually pay for the cost of a cleaning. The pathway to selling more agreements is flat rate pricing. Show the customer upfront the savings they will enjoy as compared to a non-agreement customer. As said earlier, sometimes on a larger repair, the difference can actually pay for the agreement. Now that's marketing. Make your agreements a must-have by your customers. Also, make the agreements easy to purchase. Offer them on every sales call with the equipment you sell. Consider giving away the first year. This would allow you to get back into the home, to measure satisfaction, and to get them involved in the next period. Put the customer's name into your database and market to them your promotions and newsletters. Have the technician complete agreements for customers who are hesitant to get involved while they are at the house, and leave the agreement behind for those customers that say they want to think about it. This way, they only have to mail it in. The form is already completed for their convenience. Have someone follow up with these customers to answer any questions they may have about the importance of the agreement.
Now, here are some items you may want to consider including in your preventative maintenance agreement. A discount for repair parts. 10% is common, so why not go the extra step and offer your customers 15% on parts? Priority service, maybe a separate phone number for them to use. Two free filters, energy-saving light bulbs, or an air conditioner cover, of course with your company name or logo featured. An insulated water heater blanket. A separate coupon book with several discounts on energy-saving products could be added. Senior citizens discount. Information about your referral program. Saturday hours. A benefit whereby if the customer's heating or air conditioning system goes completely out and you can't make complete repairs within 24 hours, the customer will receive one night's stay in a local hotel. $200 off new equipment. Automatic renewal. Landscapers can offer a soil analysis, so they can purchase plants that will flourish, or they can make recommendations to improve the customer's soil conditions and accommodate desired plants. Now, your printed material should look professional, with a great deal of white space for easy reading by the consumer. Don't use acronyms, but use words they understand, like comfort, savings, convenience, and safety. Most people are visual, and using pictures of happy customers, and especially of children, work very well. Do not print a lot of material at first. You'll probably want to change it. Print only an incremental amount. The key is to keep the wording simple. No small print. It confuses the consumer and makes them suspicious. Consult an attorney about the wording you use to make sure you're not setting yourself up for problems later. Using phrases such as act of God or beyond our control will probably cause you problems down the road. The smaller trifold pieces seem to work well. The smaller the printed materials are, the less it appears to be a legal document. Make it a mission to make all these materials simple and easy to read and understand. Aim for the printed material to sell itself. You should be able to hand the material to anyone without saying a word, and they should tell you exactly what the program is and what it covers in a short amount of time. If it doesn't, it's not an effective marketing piece. Consider using on the front of the brochure something like "Want to Save Time" or "Be the First in Your Neighborhood." Attract with headlines, just as the magazines do. Put nothing else on the front other than something that will entice them to open it. Consider calling your program routine or regular maintenance rather than preventative. Be creative and sell more agreements.
Next, here are a few simple ways to get the word out to the consumer that you are now in the preventative maintenance business. Put the program in your Yellow Page advertising and promote the fact that you have programs to fit everyone's budget. Highlight your program in printed and spoken advertising, which is done by newspaper or on the radio. Print buttons and have your employees wear them. You may want the button to read, "Ask me about our PMAs." Come up with a slogan like "The Sentinel," "The Guardian Care Plan," or "Priority Protection Plan" for your program, and print the slogan on your letterhead, service tickets, invoices, business cards, and even your trucks. Have uniform patches made for the technicians, showing them as a certified maintenance agreement technician. Direct mail your current list of customers your program and ask them to sign up and to send back payment for the agreement to get them started. One company did this and expected only a few to be returned. They sent out 1,000 direct mail agreements to new customers and received 35% of them back with checks. And the direct mail piece was nothing more than a computer-generated black and white Word document explaining the program and the benefits the customer received. The customer had to fill in their name and address on the bottom of the single sheet and tear off that portion and mail it back to the dealer. What a deal! The power of direct mail and the power of simplicity. Place the benefits of the program on your telephone on hold message. Have door hangers printed with the benefits of the program and have your technicians place them around the neighborhood when they do a cleaning or repair call. The door hanger could start with something like this. "Hello, we were just next door performing a maintenance inspection and cleaning for your neighbors and thought we would include you in on the savings that they have enjoyed." Develop your call takers into the experts on your maintenance agreement program. Let them take the time on the phone with non-agreement customers and educate them on the benefits. Work with them on developing scripts. Make it a policy that every preventative maintenance agreement customer receives a call back to ensure their satisfaction, and at that time, ask them to refer you. Develop a referral program and market it to your current preventative maintenance customers. Whereas, if they send you 4 or 5 new customers who sign up for your program, they will receive a free 2-year program.
As you can tell, marketing is broader than just running an ad. I trust that we've answered some of your questions about preventative maintenance programs. Preventative maintenance programs are ongoing and have no end, just other opportunities to build upon as you grow your business and look for ways to serve the customer better. Lastly, I hope I have made a strong enough point that you will call your dentist to schedule that routine maintenance appointment and prevent a San Andreas fault from collapsing. You will benefit, so will your customers. Who was it that said that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure? Thank you for listening, and good luck in the future.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's tape. Feel free to give us a call with your comments, or if you prefer, you may fax or email our office. Better yet, check out Grandy & Associates on the World Wide Web. Our totally redesigned website now has a complete listing of all of the products and services Grandy & Associates has to offer. Our address is www.grandyassociates.com, and it's also printed on the tape insert. Again, our website address is www.grandyassociates.com. And one last comment. Grandy & Associates' newest program, called the Basic Business Bootcamp, is taking the industry by storm. One of the last month's attendees said, and I quote, "I truly believe I have received more from this course than any other attended. Not only has it provided the knowledge and schooling, but the tools to implement the programs." To receive a 4-page brochure or sign up for one of the monthly programs, simply give us a call at 1-800-432-7963. The Service Contractor's Business Tape of the Month is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line at 1-800-432-7963. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.